What's up, everybody? I'm JC.
I'm Brittany.
And you're listening to
Just Breathing Home Edition.
Yeah! We got it. So tonight, I kind of wanted to just dive right into what's been on my mind and what I thought would be a good conversation starter for this is Just Breathing Home Edition. For everybody that's tuning in, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you being here, listening to our conversations. This is a space where we talk about family, we talk about marriage, we talk about parenting. We talk about just home life. That's why we called it Home Edition, because this is not a space to get into the nitty-gritty of politics, to get into the nitty-gritty of culture, or just anything else that's just more pervasive in the wider world. Like, we're really focused in this podcast on what happens in the home. So some of those things that I just mentioned that we weren't going to talk about, I'm going to kind of bring us back towards, but we're not going to get really deep into those subjects. But something that I've noticed, and it kind of sucks, it really does, if I'm being honest, is the way that politics has really just dug its nasty little fingers into every aspect of our lives. You can't run from it anymore. It used to be like, shut off the news. All right, I don't have cable. I'm good. It used to be, you know, don't go to certain websites. Well, now you get ads popping up when you're just searching other websites. Mm-hmm. It used to be, you know, I could just disappear to certain social media platforms. Some you're like, I got to stay away from that. It's too much. Now it's all over. Mm-hmm. Politics, I scroll on my feed, and politics is one of the number one things that I'm seeing in my scroll.
Yeah.
And you just can't escape it now. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about, because it's just been on my mind and I want to get your thoughts on it, is the way in which politics, as it's coming into our minds, as it's just bombarding us on all sides, how do we combat this thing that's really coming at us from so many different angles? I'm thinking, to bring it back to home life, it's coming in from other family members, it's coming in from friends, it's coming in, you know, from people that are really going to be not only just around us, but around our children. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's been on my mind is, how do we live in spite of all of these kind of forces sort of coming against us and forces vying for our attention? How do we keep ourselves grounded? How do we keep our children grounded? That's just been something that's on my mind. And as you can see, I'm not really just coming out and telling you all my thoughts on what I think we should be doing and what I think we should be saying, what I think we should be, how we should be acting, and what things we should be putting in place, because I don't know.
Yeah.
This is really a new question, but I just don't think there's a way for us to really escape it in the home life anymore.
Yeah.
And I think it's, maybe we should have been doing this all along, but now we don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
We have to think about these things as it pertains to our home life.
Right.
How it pertains to our marriage, mm-hmm. how it pertains to our parenting, mm-hmm. how it pertains to our kids' schooling
yeah.
nowadays, how it pertains to, I'm saying that word really weird, but It's pertain. I know. It's not partain. I'm like getting like a southern little accent as I was going along there. Yeah, I don't know of a leading question to kind of start it out, but I mean, I just wanted to start having this conversation.
I think that's great. And I don't have the answer either, but I can tell you what I thought of as you were talking. So I think that makes sense that we kind of have to address it in the home, not only because it's kind of bombarding us, but also because if we ignore it, when our kids are old enough or when they hear it from other people, they're going to be like, they won't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And especially when they leave our house, they're going to be like, what in the world? Like, how do I process all this and how do I make sense of it and what is true and what is not? And how do I know what's true and what's not? And yeah, there's a lot. And we probably actually should have been not ignoring it all along. I feel like I've ignored politics my whole life until like past few years.
Yeah. Until you've been forced to.
Yeah.
Until it's coming through your door.
Right. And so I probably shouldn't have, I don't know what I should have done, but now I have to do something. So I think that's. Yeah. My first thoughts when you were talking about that is, especially coming from someone like me who actually doesn't know a lot, like my kid can't come home and tell me something that they heard. And then me like, no, like I won't, I will probably be like, oh, okay, well I have to look that up.
Right.
But that actually might be the best way to go about it. Even if you do know it or you don't know it, look it up with your child or if it's not appropriate or whatever, but like look into it and then just talk about it and say,
make it a learning opportunity
that way, because that is the way we should look at it. I feel like usually, especially if you're on like a certain side, political side, it's easy to just kind of be like, well, this is what that side believes, so here it is.
Right. Right.
And then that's it. Instead of us actually being like, okay, well, what's going on? What's the situation? What's all the chaos about? What do we think? What does this side or this side think? What do we think? And then we can go from it from there.
Yeah. And that's such a beautiful place to really kind of start this conversation at, because we got to stop with the sides thing.
Yeah.
I hate sides. Mostly I'm just kind of a fighter type of person. Mm-hmm. And whenever someone tries to box me in any type of way, I hate being restrained. Like, you can ask my mom, you know, from a baby, you know, they had to put me in a straitjacket when they were trying to do ear tubes when I had ear problems as a baby. And I broke out of that straitjacket and I ripped the IVs out of my arm and blood went splattering everywhere. And I don't like being restrained. And you can kind of hear it in my voice. I'm a little agitated, but not in a negative way. I want this to be a positive conversation because I want people to be free and I want people to live in liberty. Mm-hmm. And we've forgotten what those words mean. If you don't remember, go look it up. Hopefully they haven't changed the definition of what liberty means, but I want people to live with agency. I want people to live with these things that are so instrumental to us as individuals in this country. Mm-hmm. And I think the first step to doing that is to stop placing yourself on a side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to do what's best for you as the individual, and you need to do what's best for you and your family. Mm-hmm. The problem is both sides have interests that are not in your interest. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just kind of make accommodations isn't the right word that I'm looking for, but it's basically they make, I have all these words that aren't the correct word running through my mind, but they basically excuse those things that, I don't agree with those
exceptions.
They make exceptions for things. I don't agree with that, but like, I mostly agree with this side, so I guess I'm on this side. Mm-hmm. And we need to stop doing that. We need to have honest conversations about each and every issue that is placed on the table.
Yeah.
And we don't do that. And what sucks nowadays is on social media, you're discouraged from questioning.
Yeah.
If you question, people automatically assume your side.
Yeah. Or that you're attacking.
Right.
Your question is
an attack.
So no
one can ever grow. No one can ever learn because you're reprimanded for questioning. Mm-hmm. You know, no. You're supposed to believe this.
Yeah.
And I know for me personally, I just don't say as much mm-hmm. on social media. Like there are sometimes things get the best of me and I, you know, I'll put something out and then I hate myself for putting it out because people like rush to the comments to like leave their opinions. And I'm like, I ain't responding to you, you know, because years ago I decided that responding to people in comments is worthless.
Yeah.
Arguing with people on Facebook is worthless. Yeah. Stop doing it. You're not changing anyone's minds. The only way you're going to change someone's minds if you're sitting across from someone that I, like I'm doing right now mm-hmm. with you and we're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And we've placed an issue on the table and we said, this is what we're going to talk about right now. And you're going to give your opinion and I'm going to shut up while you tell me your opinion right. on it. And then I'm going to give you my opinion and you're going to shut up while mm-hmm. you listen to me. We've lost that. We've lost that. And man, I'm just worked up right now. But because I just... No, you go.
No, go ahead.
You want me to go? Mm-hmm. I can keep going forever. Just because this is something that is so meaningful to me. I want people to have, like I said before, agency, which means that they have personal accountability and responsibility over their own lives. Mm-hmm. They don't have to look to government to see if they're doing something right. They don't have to look to their peers to see if they're doing something right. They're responsible and completely in control of their own life mm-hmm. and the outcome of their own life. And that really deals with this thing that's going on in our country right now when the difference between equality and equity. Mm. You know, we shouldn't all have the same opportunity for outcome because some people suck at life. And some people try harder. Mm-hmm. And that's a real basic way. And I'm not diminishing the argument that's being presented mm-hmm. with equity. Mm-hmm. But it's a crap argument that just is seeking to divide us as humans, just like our political parties are seeking to divide us as humans. Yeah. And I'm going to fight anything that is divisive because it's going to come into our home. Mm-hmm. And it already, as we saw in 2020, the way that people were so divided in our politics and in our political conversations that were going on last year, mm-hmm. whether it was the racial inequality, whether it was the coronavirus, whether it was whatever, Trump, Biden, whatever your side is, it infiltrated our families. Mm-hmm. People couldn't even get together on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Because they were so ingrained in their side.
Yeah.
And I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. As anyone listening to this podcast is like, whoa, sorry, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. The division needs to stop, and it needs to stop with you. The buck has to stop somewhere. It's like we talked about back when we did the podcast on marriage. You know, marriage is not a 50-50 thing. It's 100-100. Mm-hmm. You've got to bring all of yourself to that. You take responsibility for your marriage. Mm-hmm. Take responsibility for your part in the marriage, which is to give all of yourself to that other person. Yeah. And their responsibility is to give all of themselves to you.
Right.
That's marriage. And like in these scenarios, it's not someone else's responsibility to start fighting the division that's happening in our country. It needs to be all of our responsibilities. All of our responsibilities. You can stop arguing with people on social media. You can stop just kind of blocking your friend on social media or in real life because they believe a certain thing. I'm not saying that you need to exhaust yourself on people that just wear you out because of their rhetoric or because of their views and they are trying to slam it down your throat or anything like that. I'm just saying we need to start doing something to end this division that's happening in our country, or we're not going to have a country.
Yeah.
And I don't want, and to bring it all back to Just Breathing Home Edition, I want to have a future for my kids.
Yeah.
I honestly do not think a lot of this stuff that we're really terrified of, or so many people are terrified of right now in our country, is going to happen in my lifetime. Mm. It might. Things are moving at a rapid pace right now and in some ways not a good direction. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to make Holocaust comparisons, so I won't, but I can make Nazi comparisons because everyone else does. When I see things going on in our country that were done by the Nazis in order to control the political, the social, and the... I guess the speech of those that lived in Germany at that time in the 30s when the Nazi regime was rising to power. When I see those things happening in our country right now, that's a red flag. I'm sorry, guys. I don't care what book was written that you don't like. I don't care what Dr. Seuss said that was racially insensitive. I don't care, Disney, what movies that you made in the past. Because you are already anti-Semitic. We already know that. Disney was an anti-Semite. You know, I'm sorry. These movies are still a part of our history. These books are still a part of our history. And for you to just throw them out and to cancel them or whatever word you want to come up with, I call it book burning. You know who did book burning? The Nazis. You know, I was just saying to someone tonight, I was just like, yeah, that's my red flag. Like whenever I look around and I see something and it looks like something the Nazis did, I say, we probably shouldn't do that.
Good choice.
That's a good way to look at things. But as you can see, I'm just a little frustrated at myself personally as well. I'm going to bring it back to me. I'm not railing on anybody that's listening to this podcast. I have not done my part to stop the division that's happening in our country. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be honest with my feelings on everything that's going on, the way that I'm trying to grow right now, so that hopefully I can inspire somebody else to grow and to stop the division. Do whatever is necessary to stop this division. I didn't say give in and just bend the knee.
Yeah. There's a big difference.
There's a huge difference to just bending your knee to every untruth, to every lie, to every propagandized notion that's coming at us right now. But there are definitely ways that you can not engage in the same way that's being done by the people that are creating the divisions that are happening in our country.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
I don't know. What's your thoughts? I need a break.
I mean, I feel like you're so much more aware of what's going on in the world, but I'm just thinking of this morning when I was teaching my oldest son, who is six, just about American history. And we were reading about Sarah Hales. That's her name. And, she's like this awesome, influential woman back after the Civil War. Yeah. And I mean, she's amazing. I think she's the first female editor of a magazine. And there wasn't that many things published from America at that time that she really had a big influence. And she did great things. She did great things because she had a conviction about like girls needing to learn and being allowed to learn. She had been taught, her mother homeschooled her because I guess girls at that time weren't really going to school.
No.
And so she got this job. She kept on work and her husband died. This is a long story. Anyway, I said to Brahm, I said, this is such a powerful woman. She was very influential. I was like, we want to learn about these people because we want to be like them.
Yeah.
We want to have an influence like them.
Yeah.
And then even as I said that, I can't remember exactly what he said, but I also went back, of course, as in my faith mindset, I was like, but that's also why we look at Jesus and we look at Christ and his life and how he led and what he taught, because it's really from those, even if you're not a Christian, it's from those principles and those freedom ideas that make great people.
Yeah.
And it was because of this, and then bringing it back to this person, I don't know where her faith was, but she believed in equal, not equity, equal rights for women to learn and to become nurses and doctors and to be able to write and to be able to be treated fairly.
Right.
And, And then she made a big difference. She did a whole bunch of different things. But it's that kind of going back to what you were saying, it's that us as individuals knowing what is good for us and for our family and for our community and for our nation and pursuing those things, not yelling at people, but actually doing things to help make it a better place. And I think that goes back to you having to understand what you believe and have and to see that it's actually good for you. Mm-hmm. If you don't know if it's good for you, if it's not good you and it's not good for your daughter and your son and your husband, then it's not good for other people.
No.
So if you're making exceptions thinking, well,
maybe I just don't know enough about this.
Right. Then you either need to find out more. Yeah. And if it's not good for you and your family and your community and your nation, like it's not good for anyone.
Yeah.
And so I think it really comes back to not taking sides and not just taking the opinion that is given to you, but really figuring it out for yourself.
Yep.
And I say that and it sounds easy to do. It's not easy to do.
No.
Because once like you have a whole big group of people that believe one certain thing for a certain reason and you just think, oh, well, that's enough people to kind of make it seem like I should just go along with it. But you really need to dig deep.
Yeah.
And you need to find out and you need to understand what the problem is. And
yeah.
What is the best solution? Because maybe the one you're being given isn't a good solution at all.
And that's why it's so necessary to just near the end of what you were saying on how a lot of people seem to be going along with a certain thing, an idea, an ideology, a policy, a statement, whatever it is. It's so important for us to engage with those around us, to actually have conversations about those things with those around us, because what you'll find is it's not a majority. Mm. Mm-hmm. It's a loud minority.
Yeah.
I've found this in so many cases, especially as I've been having more of these conversations with people over the past couple of years. You know, you talk with coworkers, or you talk with friends, or you talk with people in your community, and you have these conversations about things that are going on, and you realize, oh, you mean what I'm seeing on social media being promoted and what I'm hearing from news outlets being promoted isn't actually what people are on board with. Mm-hmm. It's really an interesting and scary phenomenon that takes place. There are so many things that are kind of being put into law, either through the government or through executive orders from the presidency or through mandates from, local governments that people aren't in agreement with.
Yeah.
And what's really sad is those are our representatives. And they're not asking what the constituent wants anymore. They have their agendas and they are working to meet the demands of the minority that's loud on social media and their own agendas.
And
that's a problem. And that's something that even at a local level, even at a home level, we should be talking to our neighbors and saying, are you in agreement with this?
Right, right.
No, me neither. Maybe we should say something about that. Maybe we should go to our school boards. Maybe we should go to our, town halls. Maybe we should go to our local councils. Maybe we should involve ourselves more into the communities that personally, and I know with you, we don't really engage in any of that stuff. That stuff's boring.
Yeah.
That stuff's not interesting. But that's where some stuff is getting done that's leading to some of the changes that we're seeing on a larger scale nationally.
Yeah.
It started in these kind of local chapters, in these local council meetings, in these school boards with school, teachers unions, which are crap and which are, no offense to teachers. And we got to engage ourselves more into all of this stuff on a local level and make sure we're having conversations. Like I said before, I'm going to repeat it. Have conversations with your neighbors and with those in your community, your friends, and see where they're at.
Right.
We want to do what's best for the whole.
Right.
And it starts with us getting involved locally. But
I think that is definitely key. The more, even though I hate talking about this kind of stuff, but
you don't have to talk about this type of stuff.
But I mean,
you could talk about how you feel about it, right. what you've seen, because you have a completely different perspective from me.
But what I'm saying is, like, I think it is important to talk about these things, because bringing it back really, really close, like, just even with our kids, like, I want, like, if we all did this, I think it would change. It would change the whole culture. But like, I want to talk to my kids about this stuff and actually, like, ask them their opinions on certain things, because I want them to start to learn how to think, because we haven't been taught how to think, unfortunately. In our school system, that. In our politics, we're just told what to think. We're told, choose a side.
Right.
Here's what you think.
Not how to think.
Yeah. You're told in school, here's the material. Learn it. This is what you know.
Don't get me started on schools.
And they just kind of teach you how to follow.
Yeah.
They don't teach you how to lead. They teach you how to follow. And I mean, that's not good. That's not healthy.
Yeah.
And you think about, I want my kids to learn how to think for themselves and problem solve. I'm not saying they make up their own truth. I'm saying they find out the truth, or they find out the problem and figure out what they think is best.
You allow them to figure out the problem.
Yes, you let them figure it out. Let them decide what they think. Opinions are different.
Will retain more from that
than
you will from reading it in a book and studying for a test that I forget tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. And then the other thing that, like, I want them to learn is, and I wish, I don't know how to fix this, but, like, with the whole political sides, you only ever have two choices to solve a problem. Mm. And, like, if you think about in the household or in a community, when you're trying to solve a problem, you've got all these minds and you might have an idea that you think's really great until Bobby over there says something. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that's a better idea. And then Susan says something, you're like, oh, well, we could combine those two things, and then it's even better.
Yeah.
So, like, the more people you have to problem solve, the better it can get. But if you just have two sides that are like, this is our opinion, or this is our solution, this is our solution, they both might not be very good.
Yeah.
And so you have to choose, like, one of the bad solutions.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's just so
we've been given these bad solutions for many years now. We've been given these bad presidential candidates to choose from. You're like, really? Really? This is the best that America can offer. I know it's not. And that's why so many people are frustrated. But man, this goes back to something that we talked about in the past, and that's ego. Mm. You know, I was just listening to a podcast. I just started it, and it was funny because it was one of those podcasts where I didn't really look at the time, like the length of the podcast.
Was it a long one?
Well, at first I just looked at, like, who was talking, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, two of my favorite people, Jocko Willink. He's a ex-Navy SEAL. He wrote an awesome book that I can't remember the name of. It's great. Extreme Ownership.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of his book. And then Tulsi Gabbard. That I've talked about in the past, and she's amazing. She's a leader. She's an actual leader that has existed in our political system, and there's so few of them that she really stands out to me. Like, she's really, I've been fascinated by her ever since I've gotten to listen to more long form conversations with her, just because she's so good at checking her ego. Mm. And going and working with people that she knows she's going to get flack for working with them. See, this is the most telling thing. I listened to a podcast with her. She's been on Joe Rogan. I listened to that one. She's been on Megyn Kelly has a podcast. That was a very good interview. I would definitely suggest people go listen to that one. It's because it's very informative about the kind of state of our government or national government or federal government. I'm sorry. It's not good. The division that we see in our news and in our social media and now in our families it starts there.
Yeah.
And it is one of the most divided places right now. And both sides hold out from compromise and hold, which is the entire point of government. Mm-hmm. It's the entire point of having two political parties, is that you're supposed to make compromise that, you know, helps.
Right. We're supposed to balance each other out.
Exactly. Hopefully. And it's not happening. You know, during the Trump presidency, she was very honest in the interview with Megyn Kelly that the Democrats held out on criminal justice reform, which I'm still pissed off about. We had a criminal justice reform bill on the table. Tim Scott, a black North Carolinian, put this bill on the table of the Senate. Democrats didn't show up because it was a Republican that was putting forth the bill. Screw you. Mm. Screw you and screw this division. Mm-hmm. Done with this. You know, and it's the same thing with the stimulus checks that were going to come out. Trump wanted to put out a certain amount in the stimulus checks, which I'm not totally for, but that was on the table. They made sure that they stalled that out till after the election and after Joe Biden's in. Now they're barely able to get these stimulus checks out. Who do they care about here?
Themselves.
They care about themselves.
They don't care about the people.
No, they don't.
Because otherwise they would compromise to help the people. So they just want to look good.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's extremely disgusting.
Yeah.
And we got to change it. Mm-hmm. They're not going to change because they've been able to get in this cycle of re-election. And we're stupid enough, I guess, to keep reelecting them. I think it's because, like we've said, we haven't engaged before. We're just really starting to engage and we're all looking and saying, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I just don't think enough of us have been able to see through the fog that has been created by these disgusting political individuals.
Yep.
Not saying them and their humanity. I want the best for them. I pray for them. Mm-hmm. You know, just tonight we were with a group from my church. And we were praying for the president. We were praying for the vice president. We were praying for Congress. We were praying for the Senate. You know, I want the best for all of those individuals, but the games that they're playing, the games of division that they're, and the seeds of division that they're sowing on a daily basis, I'm going to start calling out and saying,
because it's not beneficial to people.
It's not beneficial, it's not beneficial to anyone.
Yeah.
The constituents that they're supposed to serve. And I'm done with it. But anyways, listen to this. Wow. That was a tangent.
But that was a tangent.
That was a tangent.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Talking about ego. And yeah, we went on the fact that Tulsi Gabbard was really a person that was able to reduce her ego enough to just extend the hand and say, does anybody want to work with me on this?
Yeah.
And usually she wasn't able, for some of the issues, she wasn't able to get anyone on her side to work with her.
Yeah.
You know, she had to work with conservatives and she was fine with it. And then there were some issues that, you know, only her side wanted to work on it. And conservatives were like, I can't. My side will say something if I come over here and work on this with you.
Oh my goodness.
You know, so it's both sides. And that's what I hope people are catching on to. But man, I really loved just... So back to this podcast that I saw with Jocko Willink and Tulsi Gabbard, I was like, yeah, this is going to be great. And I started listening to it. It was great just from the beginning. And I looked down at the timestamp. It's a 5-hour podcast. 5 hours. What do you talk about for 5 hours? I'm exhausted after these. Woo! They must really get into it. But I'm excited. I'm going to listen to the whole thing.
You could totally talk for 5 hours.
All right. Wow. That's disrespectful.
No, it's not.
Brittany says I have a big mouth.
No, you could, if someone, like someone more engaging than me,
no,
probably.
I'm just kidding. I probably could. Anyways, that's how Jocko Willink started the podcast with Tulsi Gabbard. He usually has people on that have a book, and he's an avid reader. So he goes through people's books and he'll like kind of pull out passages or quotes or different things to sort of spark the conversation with those people.
That's cool.
But he kind of, at the beginning of this podcast, sort of had this whole kind of detailed rant about ego. Mm-hmm. And in his experience in the military, you know, with the Navy SEALs, working with other military personnel from different branches, and then how that carried over into the businesses that he helps nowadays with his firm that helps businesses with leadership. When he always pulls the string on, you know, the problems that are existing in the military or existing in a business, you know, as he pulls that string, he always finds the same source at the same source of the problem, which is ego.
Mm.
You know, he always finds a person. He always finds, you know, a group. He always finds ego. Mm. And he's like, this is the thing that kills leaders. You cannot be dominated by your ego and be a leader.
Yep.
You can't do it.
Yep.
Especially when you're working with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you're a sole entrepreneur, go for it. You know?
Right. But you'll still be more successful if you're...
But eventually you're going to have to bring other people on mm-hmm. as your success rises, and you're going to need to be able to lower your ego to work with them. So it was just an interesting... I'll share it after this podcast comes out so other people can listen for 5 hours. But it's really good. Let's wrap it up because this has been already kind of a long-winded podcast. If you made it through, congratulations. Congratulations. In all seriousness, though, I hope you're hearing some of my heart. You're hearing some of Britt's heart and what we want for our home life. We want to grow up in a country, in a community, in a state, in, you know, a nation that is free, that has individuals that are living out liberty in their individual lives. And we want it to be free from this tyrannical speech, this tyrannical, I don't even know what it is, but these philosophies and ideologies that are just eating at the framework and the foundation of who we are as a nation. And I can't even really get my words together for all of this type of stuff, but I hope you hear our heart. Stop with the division. That's my heart. It needs to stop with you. When you have division come into your world, your personal world, you put an end to it. Say, we don't need to be arguing like this. We don't need to be fighting like this. Let's stop. Can we have a conversation? Can we talk sometime? Can we get coffee? Can we call each other? Can we do whatever is necessary to whoever is in front of you that division arises, that you put a stop to it?
Yeah.
And I want to do that in my life. I haven't been doing a good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've kind of just either ignored it or just kind of pushed those people away or aside or, you know, just discounted them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're my countrymen.
Yeah.
Like, or women. They're my country people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to live with them peaceably.
Yeah.
So let's put an end to this division. Let's do whatever we can to do that. And before you go, make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe button, the notification bell, all that good stuff so that you can have more of these rants. And now we'll keep talking and we'll keep grinding, man. We're going to get deeper and deeper into this stuff. And I hope that more solutions come out of it. I want to start having these conversations for the ability to then go away and say, I think I know a way that we can start attacking this division, start killing it.
Yeah.
I want to kill the division. Those that are listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave us a review, a rating. Those that listen on Spotify, make sure you follow us. And we love you guys. That's why we do these podcasts. That's why we're so passionate about these things. I wasn't screaming like this before the podcast started. I know that people are listening to this, and it just, I just want to pour all of myself into these podcasts so that I can help somebody. So I hope that somebody is you, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, guys.